أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تخشوهم واخشوني وليتم نعمتي عليكم ولعلكم تهتدون. Still with regard to the matter of Qibla and the criticism the people used to make, one important point ulama have written with regard to this: criticism of people is not harmful to a person. A person must not worry about that. Breaking the law of Allah Ta'ala is harmful. Many times we break the law of Allah to save ourselves from the criticism of people. That is totally wrong. We must observe the law of Allah Ta'ala in a suitable way, but not break the law of Allah and not fear the criticism of people. Breaking the law of Allah Ta'ala is the most harmful thing in a person's life. And the criticism of people, they have no power over upon a person. That will not be harmful to a person at all. Further, at the end of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ شَهْتَدُونَ وَرْتَاكِتُمْ بَعُوا رَاحْ سِيدِي. And Allah Ta'ala has granted you the Qibla for one of the many reasons that you get the straight path. The straight path is Sirati Mustaqim, which is the shortest path. The minute a person goes off the straight path, his path has become longer. The shortest straight path is directly to Allah Ta'ala. For that Allah gave Iman, Allah gave Namaz. And through this a person can reach Allah Ta'ala. And in Namaz, Allah has given this great order, which is relevant to the subject matter here, that face the Qibla. Facing the Qibla, as we mentioned a few points yesterday, have got great, great virtues. In just facing the Qibla, there is great virtue. In that also is when we make wudu. As far as possible, we should be sitting and making wudu and face the Qibla when making wudu. Great goodness will abound to a person in that. In all his matters of deen, he should try and face Qibla as far as possible. Few places it is farad, other places it's not farad, but there is great goodness in facing Qibla. And facing away from the Qibla, that is, a person loses out on a lot of good and disrespect of the Qibla. Facing the Qibla, stretching one's leg, just sitting like that, or in sleeping, or in the toilet, one's back, one's face towards the Qibla, these are all very, very harmful. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the highest way to reach Allah, and that is Namaz. And in Namaz, Allah made the completion and perfection. كَمَا أُتِمَّ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكُمْ. How Allah had completed and perfected His ni'mat, that Allah gave us the Qibla to face, the Kaaba to face in Namaz. And that was to give us the perfection of Namaz and to get the complete benefit of Namaz. So that is also a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah explains in this ayat. Further, ulama explained that to face the Qibla, this ayat has been mentioned 3 times in this subject matter, in this about 2.5 pages here. And amongst the reasons the ulama give why 3 times Allah mentioned it, one was that Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was continuously looking up, waiting for wahi, revelation to come, that he must face the Qibla. And then Allah granted it to Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, we will fulfill your wish, and immediately Allah said, now face the Kaaba. And this is also to express the great honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah, the absolute, the greatest, went to the extent of making Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy and fulfilling his desire of facing the Kaaba in his namaz, making it his Qibla, his direction. That was one of the reasons. The other reason the ulama gave why 3 times, that was the first of the 3, and the second one is that Allah made the completion and perfection of namaz in facing the Qibla. So Allah gave the command the second time. And the third time Allah Ta'ala gave the same command again, and that was that these people, so that their argument they had, they could have against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to wash away that argument. And that argument was that it was written in their kitab that the final Nabi will be Nabi-e Qiblatain, Nabi who follows the two Qiblas. So he, for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, faced towards Baytul Muqaddas, and then Allah made it permanently that he faced towards the Kaaba. So this argument that they had, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to be facing the Qibla, that argument was washed away when Allah gave the command, face the Qibla. And also the argument of the Kuffar of Makkah, that they wanted Kaaba Sharif to be the Qibla. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made ibadah towards Baytul Muqaddas by the command of Allah for about 16-17 months, they also had an argument against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that if he claims he's following Millat Ibrahim, the way of our forefather Ibrahim alayhi salam, which the Kuffar of Makkah had claimed, then why doesn't he face the Kaaba? So Allah gave the command, face the Kaaba. So three reasons, three times the ayat came, and three different reasons ulama explained why Allah gave this command three times, that face the Kaaba, face Qibla, your Qibla will be the Kaaba. And there are other explanations also, and all this explains the great honor of Kaaba Sharif, and the great honor of Masjid al-Haram, and the great honor of facing in that direction. Generally, we are unmindful of this. We don't think the honor of the honor of the Kaaba, and that we should respect it at all times. And in fact, we went to the extent of closing our masajid. In our masajid is the place where we face the Qibla. And because of that, Allah's great rahmat comes to our masajid also, and to every person who comes to the masjid. And we come five times a day at least, and we visit the masjid, we acquire all this goodness, which then goes more forward towards our social life, our business life, our all types of our life. We take this barakat from the masjid, and it goes with us in all these places. So may Allah make us understand this and get all the benefits of facing the Qibla, facing Kaaba, and benefiting, and Allah save us from any and all disrespect of the Kaaba and of the direction of our Qibla. وآخر دعوانا.